Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk. Talk radio for the masses. Here on WTBR FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
But the question is, do we have anything to talk about?
Yeah, I think so.
It's Wednesday, and you know what that means.
Time for To Talk in AEW.
Speaking of AEW.
Yes.
First of all, we got to do our little kickoff promo here. Know Your Berkshires will be June 22nd,
dude.
All right. We'll get you on there. June 22nd. And our guest is
Matt Tucker from PCTV.
Matt Tucker. Hey, she's on the air.
Hey.
We got her to be on the air.
That was sneaky.
And then Matt will be here in studio talking to me on June 26th. We'll talk about the parade.
Yes.
And whatever else he's got coming up. So, AEW, a lot of stuff going on for those who follow wrestling. That was good.
Yes.
They had to reconfigure the seating so they could get more tickets over at Wembley.
Yes.
Yes.
So what's the ticket count now? Like 70,000 they got sold for Wembley?
70 plus. Yeah.
70, I believe it's like 70 and 7,500.
That's it. Well, okay. 90,000. Wembley holds 90,000. They've already.
Yeah, 70 up to almost 80. I believe we're heading to almost the 80K mark.
Seems like they.
Gotta remember, they still got to go ahead and have enough room for all the apparatus and everything that they have to go through. Don't forget that.
That's why they reconfigured it.
Because it's got to go. The ring in the middle, and then everything goes completely around.
From what I heard and how they're setting up, there was supposed to have the ring, and then they're doing the entrance way through the locker rooms, which is the middle entrance going into Wembley.
Ah, well, that's pretty interesting, you know?
Which is one of the middle side entrances.
Yeah.
Tickets still on sale for Wembley Arena for AEW All In. Apparently, they're kicking the dog meat out of the WWE.
They already killed one of the attendance records that WWE had for Clash at the Castle.
And the funny thing.
And that wasn't even Wembley. That was.
The O2 Arena?
Yeah, the O2 Arena. I forget where the heck it's held.
The funny thing about this is not one match has been announced.
No.
For All In.
No,
that's the funny thing about it. He's not letting you know what the matches are. And that is something that usually
that was
a McMahon thing.
Yeah.
Tony Khan is pulling all these tickets and not one match.
To be done.
Now, on the other side of that.
And this is, quote unquote, the UK debut.
Right. And the other side of this is apparently the tickets for Collision, which premieres June 17th on TNT.
Yeah.
Is suffering.
Are we serious?
Because the only match they announced is that trios match with the return of CM Punk.
Yeah, it's a six man.
Yeah, but you would think that that would go ahead. That's what he was banking on, probably, well, to go ahead and sell the arena.
Well, yeah, it's Chicago.
I don't think he's going to sell. I mean, if you can't sell the arena in Chicago and CM Punk
is your main draw,
is coming back, you might want to rethink him.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but I wasn't too happy when he announced it.
Was it last Wednesday or the Wednesday before last when he actually announced that CM Punk was going to be part of Collision and they got more boos than he did cheers?
Yes. Because I hate to be that person, but everyone is tired of Phil's "I'm better than you" crap. Yeah.
Well, let's
hope that
for
MFJ. I'm better than you, and you know it.
At least with Max, he has the talent to back it up.
Or at least with at least Adam Cole's version is I'm better than you, and they know it. MFJ versus Adam Cole, baby, Wednesday on tonight on Dynamite.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm going with Cole on that one. I want Adam to kick the
dog meat.
Dog meat, Adam.
That's our new word, dog meat.
Hold it. I wasn't happy with one of the matches last week.
Uh-oh.
And you know it.
Which match was this?
Sky Blue?
Rampage.
Sky Blue getting a shot at the AEW Women's Championship.
Yeah, the Fatal 4-Way for the Women's, yeah.
Which was Sky Blue, Nyla Rose, Mercedes Martinez, and Dr. Britt Baker, DMD.
Not a happy camper.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Britt really wasn't going. If it's about Britt, she really wasn't going for it. She said it's going to be another 5 years or so before she actually goes for the title.
I know.
She's trying to put over the other
talent. But to take it away from Nyla?
Oh, she's going for Nyla on that one. I kind of.
Nyla don't care.
Like I said, for me,
Nyla's just.
I don't care.
I talked to Nyla on Twitter. Nyla's just happy being on TV again.
Yeah.
because they got rid of the YouTube show.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
And she spent a lot of time on the YouTube show.
No, that's good, you know.
Her and also Brittany would do the same thing to go ahead and help, you know, get more women set up.
Yeah,
can I
say something? She is one of the transgender ladies,
yes,
isn't she?
Yes, we know that.
Nyla,
Yes, she is.
She's beautiful, though. That's what I'm making a statement.
She's beautiful.
But we don't
she
care.
She also is AEW's first woman's champion.
Yep.
Yes. All I know is...
And trust
because
me,
of it being Pride Month, really, I was really just well. Making the thing. I think she's beautiful.
And we, you know about Anthony Bowens.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's handsome. He is rad.
His boyfriend thinks so, too.
I love the pink
so,
on
I mean,
them.
If we're talking about Pride Month, we'll throw Anthony Bowens into the mix.
Yes, I love the boys. I think they're so sexy in that pink, rather.
Also,
takes a real man to wear pink.
Everybody loves the Acclaim.
Also, another one that people don't know. Audrey Edwards is bisexual.
She's bi, yeah.
Yes, she's bi.
Oh, honey.
That should be a fun match. Audrey Edwards.
Oh, I can't wait
versus
for that one.
Karen Jarrett. Now, y'all.
Karen's not even trained to be a wrestler.
Can I say one thing? Hold on.
For people that know Aubrey as a referee,
yes,
she was a wrestler in WWE for a very short time.
Yes, she was.
Well, and her husband is a wrestler.
I know you can't.
Was.
I know you're not supposed to say any provocative words.
But you're going to.
Okay. Mm.
Careful now.
The English word for them, can I say it? Starts with a T.
Trollop?
She just said
for
it.
For Karen? Oh, you can say that.
Trollop? You can?
Yeah, she's one of the seven dirty words you can't say on radio.
Yes, yes. She's a trollop. She really, really is. I was hoping that was one of them, because that's
Or if you want to go there, Ms. Chair says a Jezebel.
Yes, but thank you. Clip. That's Hang the on. Other one, Jezebel.
There's a clip.
That's polite.
That's floating around YouTube. Where Aubrey Edwards actually cold stuns All Eagle Ethan Page.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Who happens to belong to Matt Hardy now. So,
goodbye. Goodbye, Karen.
His contract, yeah.
Goodbye, Karen. It's been nice knowing you.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Karen's not a trained wrestler, but Aubrey Edwards is.
And her husband keeps trying to warn her that don't sit there and go ahead.
In case you didn't hear it last week, because they still had the microphones up and nobody knew that, Jeff turns to Karen and goes, "You're not a trained wrestler. She is.
Stop edging her on.
Exactly what he was screaming at Karen.
Stop edging her on.
Stop egging her on. She's trained. You're not.
So June 17th, the premiere of AEW Collision on TNT. Now, the talent that wanted to do house shows got to do house shows.
Yes.
Because the talent wanted to do the house shows.
Yes.
Now that Collision's up and running, now they're complaining that now they're working too hard.
I'm no disrespect, but cry me a river.
You wanted house shows. You should have just relaxed.
And waited until
And waited to see what Tony was going to do.
Yeah.
Now you got Dynamite, Rampage,
Collision,
the house shows, Collisions, and the pay-per-views. It's turning into WWE 2.0.
Pretty soon he'll just go ahead and just kind of turn the volume down. KT will probably listen to his staff.
TK.
Thank you. Sorry.
We can't stop the house TK. Shows now. He's already got house shows booked up for the end of the year.
Go ahead afterwards and probably turn the volume down. You know, it's kind of hard. You know, you're trying to do one thing, and you got them screaming in your ears that they want one thing. And
well, okay.
They have to understand. You can't.
There's a lot more going on.
You gotta
have
a little bit of respect.
There's a lot more going on because I didn't mention that they also do the Ring of Honor tapings.
Yeah,
and that's AEW talent as well that's now in Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of television going on, a lot of touring going on for these guys now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see.
I want to see tonight if they announce any more matches for Collision this weekend.
Oh,
because I don't think if TK's counting on CM Punk to sell this thing, he's not going to happen.
No. Like I said, even Chicago is tired.
I'm sorry, I don't have
BS.
But
I mean, come on.
I love. Was it FTR? Is going to be with CM Punk.
Yes. Seven Star FTR.
I'm sorry.
Dax Hardwood.
Love the guys
Cash
to death.
Wheeler.
I love the guys to death. But I hope Samoa Joe goes ahead and wrings his neck.
Oh, yes. The wonderful chance of Joe is going to kill you. Yes. Yes. I'm sorry. I'm that person. After hearing what happened with Full Gear. Was it Full Gear? I forget. The backstage brawl from the pay-per-view and all that.
Yep.
I'm sorry, you don't bring personal stuff into it and you don't go up to somebody, kick the door of their locker room, and go ahead and start wailing on.
Well, you got to remember, TK, above all, is a wrestling fan.
Yeah, I know.
So for him to be able to open up his wallet and give people like Chris Jericho, Matt Hardy, CM Punk, Saraya. You know, the ones that brought people to the dance and put butts in seats and the above names have done that. Especially Chris Jericho, Matt Hardy.
Yes.
Jeff Hardy, and Christian. But, having CM Punk, great. CM Punk was terrific in his prime and he was the GOAT and he was all this. But all, and that's why we have a disclaimer on the top of this show that,
yes,
that the opinions on this show are solely ours and not responsible for PCTV or WTBR.
Yes, so don't go ahead and sit there and yell at any of our people.
Don't email the station. You want to email somebody, email me. But I think Phil has run his course.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Phil should have stayed quit. But TK, I mean, you know, if Hulk Hogan was up for grabs, he'd grab Hulk Hogan.
Mm. Hulk Hogan is probably, relaxing and enjoying his peace and quiet?
He's wreaking havoc somewhere in Florida.
His thing. Let him do what he wants to do. You know? Man's done his job. Let him enjoy, you know, retirement.
I do like, however, that TK signed Jay, what's his face? Jay West or whatever his name
Jay
is.
Jay White.
Right underneath Triple H. Sorry, Darva. Right underneath Triple H and Vinnie Mac.
Well, yeah, seriously.
They had what I read is WWE had people talking to Jay White for months. And they were so happy and so close.
Yeah, they had a good brother.
And was getting ready to put names to paper. And all of a sudden, he signed with AEW.
Yeah, because they had a good brother. They had a good brother talk to him.
So close, but yet so far.
Yeah, what it is, they had a good brothers go ahead and talk to him. And everything, try to go ahead and, you know, tie him down because, you know, they're Bullet Club. They're friends. They're cool. They're awesome.
And rumor had it before Mercedes Moneau got hurt.
Yeah.
That she was going to end up on AEW to face her friend, Saraya.
Yeah.
So in case you don't know.
How is that pronounced? Saraya or Saraya?
Saraya.
Either way. Mercedes Moneau, if you're a WWE fan, that used to be Sasha Banks. And,
yes.
And Saraya used to be Paige.
Yeah. They were known as the four. They're pretty much the female equivalent to the Four Horsemen. It was Saraya, Paige, Sasha. Who else? Bailey and Becky Lynch. In WWE at the time, they're known as the women's Four Horsemen. I'm like, no. If you're going to mention anything about the Four Horsemen,
leave it alone.
Leave it the heck alone. And you might as well just go ahead and put in Charlotte Flair because she earned that spot. I'm sorry.
The original Four Horsemen were Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard, Ric Flair,
and
Barry Windham. Those are the original Four Horsemen.
Yes. I have a question. Let's see if we can do a poll.
Huh.
Well, okay. We have seen Brett in some of the most unusual outfits. Which one is your favorite?
Bret Hart?
Or Brittany.
She said Brett.
I think she meant Britt.
Are you talking about Britt Baker, DMD?
Okay, the doctor.
The doctor.
Sorry.
Any of the outfits she wears.
Well, her entrance does say, the doctor will see you now.
Any of her outfits?
I prefer the blue. I really think.
What she had? I like what she had on last week.
The blue.
It was sky blue.
Sky blue too.
I like
sky
that blue. when she does Pittsburgh and she comes out in the Pittsburgh colors.
Oh yeah, yes, that one is awesome. I like her. I like. There's three of them I like. I like the sky blue one because it looks beautiful with her complexion.
Yes.
Her Steelers gear, which you're talking about, which she uses when she goes to
home.
When she goes home to Pittsburgh. And I also like the one that she had designed in homage to Shawn Michaels, which is the red, and which is the white and black top one.
Oh, yeah.
And the red red and black one, and the red and black set.
Exactly.
Speaking about Shawn Michaels, is Shawn Michaels selling off the Rockers gear to the Young Bucks?
No, that's where the Young Bucks got their inspiration actually was a combination between the Rockers
and the
Hardys.
What's Marty Jannetty saying about all this?
Marty's hardly doing any work, man.
Marty's retired and don't know his own name.
I'm sure he knows his own name. But
no, Marty makes sure everybody knows that name. Trust me.
So what do you think? So here's another thing. The Shield 2.0. You know what the Shield 2.0 is?
Black
Claudio Castagnoli. Claudio Castagnoli.
Castagnoli.
Wheeler Yuta. Brian Danielson.
Yes.
And John Moxley.
Yep. The Blackpool Combat Club.
The Blackpool Combat Club has turned into the Shield 2.0.
Pretty much.
Because now they're all coming out of the crowd.
Oh, somebody went ahead and...
You wonder what Seth Rollins thinks of that. Roman Reigns.
Hold on.
Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns are part of the original Shield back in the day.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It was the only wrestling, the only wrestling little faction group, whatever, however you want to slice it, that came out to their theme music, and it actually had a phonetic alphabet in it. It was Sierra Hotel, India Echo Lima Delta, which seven spelled out Shield. They had to actually learn that. They had to learn phonetic alphabet.
That would have been great if we had the old show back, but...
I played it on the old show before.
We moved on from the old show.
Those guys, there is no way in God's green earth that anybody can go ahead and get them guys back together, because you know who's got his ego bigger than all outdoors.
Roman.
He thinks he's better than somebody else.
Apparently so is Seth Rollins now.
Seth does too. Somebody went ahead and mentioned John to him.
Okay.
Sits there and goes, you have world gold. Roman has world gold. What about John? He goes, what about John? John left to go ahead and to go play with his little wrestling thing that does indie clubs. He's there, what about John? But John used to be his best friend, almost like a brother to him. But, you know, we don't speak of John.
That is
like cancer now.
Because to tell you, in my
that
own opinion.
That is sort of like.
To tell you my own opinion, Seth Rollins is really jealous. Because John Moxley has done in AEW what Vince McMahon wouldn't let him do in the WWE.
Exactly.
That's what it is. Do you remember the chaos that happened with Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and the DX Factor? And they blackballed the living ball out of poor Shawn Michaels?
No, it was Trips.
Trips did it.
Shawn went ahead and saved his own butt. It was Trips.
Yeah.
When they went ahead and did the
you turn around and
the click goodbye in Madison Square Garden, where they hugged Kevin Nash and Scott Hall, and it was Trips that went ahead and got the BS for that. Shawn didn't get it because Shawn went ahead and kissed Vinnie Mac's buttons. I'm sorry, I didn't do it. My bad.
Yep.
Shawn got the belt. Triple H went ahead and got squashed in a dark match.
Oh, yeah. So it's all basically whatever favoritisms were done, and however the one with the biggest drawback was the one that always got it.
It's really simple, like I said a couple of minutes ago. Seth Rollins is jealous because John Moxley gets to do in AEW what he couldn't do in the WWE.
Yes. Exactly, and he doesn't have to jump through hoops. He can do whatever he wants to do with his character and doesn't have to go change the command to have someone control him.
Jericho, I had this little interview, I saw this on Facebook a little bit ago. Huh. Jericho had this interview, and somebody asked him about storylines.
Yeah.
And Chris goes, we write our own storylines. Chris does his storyline 6 to 8 months out.
Yeah, because...
He'll sit down one day and write 6 to 8 weeks of storylines and send them to TK. So...
Yeah, isn't it the old isn't it the old WWE formula? You write it a few weeks ahead of time?
No, the WWE formula is they have writers that write it for you.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought it was like...
Eric Bischoff being one. AEW.
Bischoff.
You write your own storylines. So Chris said he'll sit down, he'll write about 6 to 8 weeks of story and send them out to TK, and then him and TK will tweak it as the story, you know, somebody gets injured or something. TK and him will tweak it as they go. But these guys can do their own stories, build their own characters, write their own promos. There is nobody sitting in an office in Titan Towers writing these stories for them.
Exactly.
Like the WWE has. WWE has 15, 20 story writers.
Yeah.
Where AEW has none, and the talent does their own thing. So everybody wants to come there.
True.
And you see how Moxley went. He rebuilt Shield 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So June 17th, Collision at 8 p.m. on TNT.
Yeah.
All In at Wembley.
Yep.
In August.
Yeah.
And don't forget, I think we're 2 weeks away, 2 or 3 weeks away from the big event here in Pittsfield, the July 4th parade.
Yay!
Oh my gosh.
Believe it or not, we're in the middle of June already. Matt will be here on Monday, June 26th, to talk about the parade. But the big parade, the big event, June or July 4th, right here in Pittsfield. If you can, if you want to be part of this, get a hold of Matt Tucker here at PCTV. He's producing the parade. So call the station, get a hold of him, tell him you want to be part of the parade. Most of us will be there.
Yeah.
And somebody will be home watching it on television.
And cooking. Yeah, I'm cooking because we're going to...
I think our kids will be here.
We're going to the collaboration barbecue.
I think the air two will be here, too. Yeah. So I think Tabby said she's going to hang out and stay over on the 3rd. And then Josh is going to bring the kids out on the 4th.
Yeah. So we're going to have Rugrats.
We'll have all them when we get home from the parade.
Exactly.
And Carol will be at the parade. So there's our ride back up to the parade again this year. Thank you ahead of time, Carol. I know it's a pain in the butt, but you know, what else we got? No, your Berkshires is June 22nd. Matt Tucker will be guest starring on that.
Yep.
We have about 2 minutes. Final thoughts.
I guess everything is okay, pretty much. At least my mind is back to normal.
Real quick, you had something about oils.
Oh, yeah. We'll get more
into this next week at home.
I found this information. When they were excavating Tutankhamun's tomb, they went ahead, cracked it open, and found 50 alabaster jars filled with essential oils. One of the most essential oil that he had in there was frankincense. Mm-hmm. Frankincense is used for helping with relief of rheumatoid arthritis. Guess who had rheumatoid arthritis?
King Tut, apparently.
Yes, it's actually documented when they did the CT scans that he had rheumatoid arthritis.
Well, it's funny.
All
right, next, because we're running out of time. Next week, we'll get deeper into this because we will be home from the home studio next week doing the show, so we'll get into that deeper. So for Carol, Darlene, Jesse, and myself.
And yourself.
We will catch you guys next week.
And bye, everybody.
Have a good one.